You are listening to the Navigating Adult ADHD podcast, where it's all about education, support, and coaching for adults with ADHD. I'm your host, Zena, a late diagnosed ADHDer, here to help you unpack the challenges, frustrations, and the positive side of living with ADHD. With my no BS approach, I'll help you to better understand your unique ADHD brain and how you can work with it to feel better, increase your self-confidence, improve your relationships, and ultimately achieve your goals. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to Navigating Adult ADHD Podcast. Before we dive in, I just want to give you a quick reminder. If possible, I would love for you to rate and review the podcast to help more adults with ADHD to find us and to get the help and support that they deserve. But got a caveat. I only want you to do that if that's something you want to do. Okay? I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, number 60. It was on people pleasing. So I don't want you to rate and review the podcast to please me. I want you to do it if it's something you want to do. So this is just my little mental post-it note reminder for you in case it is something that you would like to do. I will also link to the videos in the notes here that show you how to rate and review the podcast, because so many of you have asked me how to do that and it's confusing and difficult. So I'm not going to try and explain it. I'm going to drop a little link to a very short, like, not even 2 minute video of how to do that for both Spotify and Apple. Okay. Also, I want to tell you, and I'm not going to give too much away because I can't just yet, but something very exciting is coming. Something I am so excited and passionate about. And if you, my friend, have ADHD, and my guess is you do because you're here listening, then this is something for you. So if you're not yet getting my emails, if you are not hanging out with me over on Instagram, now is the time to do that, because you do not want to miss this announcement, okay? You can find me on Instagram, navigating.adult.adhd. It's exactly the same name as this podcast. And to get my emails, you just want to head over to the website, zenajones.com. And if you click on the start here, you can sign up for a free video, which is actually incredibly beneficial if you have not yet watched it, which is the 4 keys to managing ADHD. I get a lot of really good feedback on that and how kind of impactful it has been for many people. But just by signing up to that, even if you don't watch the video, and I recommend you do, you will be on my email list, okay? I will link to all of that below, but I did just want to mention it because, my friends, I'm very excited. Can you tell? Got some excitement in me today. I've been working on it. Okay. Before we talk about saying no, which is what we're doing today, just one more thing I'm going to mention. So as I talked about in the last episode, I wanted to share with you some of the feedback and some of the words that clients have shared with me recently so that it gives you an insight into what ADHD coaching is all about. Okay. So I'm going to share Tracy's experience with you. This is what she said. I feel like I've caught up 10 years in the space of 6 months. Before this, I felt like a complete failure at everything. I felt like I couldn't do my job and I just wasn't a good person. I was overwhelmed with everything. I couldn't make decisions and I was just all over the place. Nothing has ever helped me as much as this coaching did. Zena really gets it. And these sessions have been invaluable. Today, I know myself better. I'm able to think, make decisions, slow down, calm myself down, take my time and think things through. Both personally and professionally, I have made so much progress. I get all the feels when I read this, and she has, like, oh, absolute inspiration. This woman is incredible. And if you want to experience results like this, then I do invite you to come and book in for a free, absolutely free, no strings attached call with me to talk about ADHD coaching and how it will help you to feel better and also get results like Tracy. Okay. Now, I will be fully transparent and let you know that I am nearly at capacity for one-on-one clients. And I may have a wait list if you are listening to this in the future. That will be the case. And like I said, just remember, I'm working on something very exciting behind the scenes to help more people here in our ADHD community. Okay, so make sure you get my emails, come and hang out over on Instagram. All right, let's talk about saying no. As adults with ADHD, okay, many of us learned to people please from a young age, making it pretty hard for us to say no. This is one of the ways that we have masked our ADHD and tried to meet some of the neurotypical expectations that society has placed on us. Okay? I once agreed to help friends move house over a two-day weekend, a Saturday, Sunday, and I lost my entire weekend in that process. It was exhausting. Have you ever moved house? It's a lot of like packing stuff up and cleaning stuff down. And then like we moved all of their stuff actually to a storage facility and put it in storage and like tried to like piece it all into this tiny storage thing that like making it all fit. It was exhausting. But I did all of that because I felt uncomfortable saying no. Now, when we say yes to one thing, we're saying no to something else. And in this case, I was saying no to relaxing and enjoying my weekend. I was saying no to taking that weekend to recharge and to do things that I either needed to get done or wanted to get done. So, my friends, why do we do this? Okay, I'm sure I'm not the only one. In fact, I know I'm not because I talk to so many of you all the time. So why do we do this? We know that as adults with ADHD, impulsivity is one of the core symptoms or very common symptoms of having ADHD, okay? So that means that we may be quick to say yes without necessarily pausing to think about, do I have time to do this? Do I have space to do this? Do I have the mental, physical, emotional capacity to do this? Let alone, do I even want to do this thing? Okay, now here's the good news. We can learn this skill, okay? We can learn the skill of like pressing the pause button, pressing that mental pause button rather than just going, yes, I'm in, let's go, okay? We'll talk about that and how you can do that a little bit later in this episode. Another reason that we ADHDers might say yes to a lot of things is when we don't know what we want for ourselves and our lives, okay? If we don't have clear goals and a clear direction that we are heading, then it's like we don't have a map for our lives. So what we're doing is effectively kind of ticky-touring all over the show without kind of knowing where we want to end up or where we're going. So that might feel like you're never really getting far ahead or really never getting anywhere in your life. As well as this reason, when we say yes and we people please, sometimes we're getting some dopamine, okay? We all love us some dopamine because it feels good, right? But at what cost? So when we don't have the capacity for something that we've said yes to or just agreed to go along with, when we don't either have the capacity or we don't want to do it, we're just maybe doing it to please somebody else, that does not feel good in the long run. What ends up happening in a dopamine, from a dopamine perspective, is we end up spending more dopamine than we get back in return. For example, like when we say yes, we might get this instant 2 coins of dopamine. It's like, yeah, but over time, we end up spending 4, 5, 6 coins of dopamine to do the thing we've agreed to do, and we end up in a negative, okay? Another one of the main reasons that we as ADHDers can really struggle to say no is because we are uncomfortable with someone else's discomfort. So the idea that somebody else might be mad at us or unhappy with our decision or disappointed that we've said no, that discomfort can be very difficult. So we might say yes to manipulate their opinion of us to try and please them or make them think and feel a certain way about us. That is people pleasing. Okay, my friends, if you did not listen to episode 60, last week's episode, as soon as you finish this, go and listen to that one because it was all about people pleasing. Okay, so we will say yes to things that we may not want to do because we might not be willing to have somebody else feel uncomfortable. And when we aren't willing for them to feel uncomfortable, what happens? We end up feeling really uncomfortable. Okay? I want you to think about, what have you said yes to that you didn't want to? What have you kept doing just to avoid an uncomfortable conversation? And what have you regretted doing and wished that you'd actually said no to in the first place? And what do you make it mean about yourself when you do actually say no? Often I will hear things like, you know, I make it mean I'm selfish, or I'm a bitch, or I'm a bad friend, a bad wife, a bad mother, a bad sister. Basically, I'm a bad person. You know, or I might hear something like, well, I should be able to do it all. I should be able to do more. Right? And therefore I'm bad, or there's something wrong with me because I can't, or I'm not. Just last week, and I love how the universe delivered this timing to me, but just last week, a friend of mine, she messaged me to go for a drink after work. I think it was after work on a Wednesday, and Thursday was Anzac Day here in New Zealand, which is, for those who don't know overseas, it's a public holiday. So it's like a day where, most people would not be at work. So she messaged me and asked me if I wanted to hang out with her and have a drink after work on the Wednesday. And I have not seen this friend of mine for ages. I love her. I wanted to hang out with her. Like, she travels a lot. She's super busy. She's hard to catch up with. So I really didn't want to say no, but I also knew that based on how I was feeling and the capacity that I had, I'd already had one lot of really bad news that week. I didn't yet know I was going to get a second lot, but then I'd also had this massive day on Tuesday where, like, my executive functions were really put to the test by, you know, being filmed for, you know, this upcoming documentary and having to try and concentrate and focus. And then all of the brain drama that came after that. Like, for me, I just knew capacity wise with how I was feeling, I needed that night off to stop. I needed that time to re-energize, to do nothing, just to sit on the couch with some Netflix and just have dinner. I needed to not people. All right, and I put people in air quotes because that's what I call it, like peopling, going out and socializing and being amongst people. I needed to not do that. Now, my brain had a lot of drama about this. I had a lot of thoughts, okay? I had thoughts like, what if she takes it personally? What if she doesn't understand? I don't want to lie to her, and I don't want to make up and pretend that I have something else on because that's not true. I want to be honest, but what if she doesn't understand? And I don't want her to think that I don't care or that I don't want her to spend time with her. Okay, so what did I do? I coached myself. I coached myself on this, and I coached myself into knowing that I needed and I wanted to say no. And this is the most important part, I was willing to feel uncomfortable. Okay, so what did I do? I sent her a voice message. Because with a voice message, like, to me, it feels more genuine and authentic. Like, I can't edit it and alter it and perfect it and all of those things. I was like, nope, I'm going to send her a voice message. So I sent her a voice message and I told her, hey, look, I really want to, but I mentally and emotionally am really drained this week because of XYZ, and I shared it with her. And I need this time just to re-energize, to try and build my, like, capacity back up. And this is language that I use with my friends often. And all of that was true, right? So I sent her that message, and I asked her at the end, I was like, do you have any other free time this week? Can we catch up at all this week? I would love to see you. And when I sent it, like, I was so glad that I did, right? I still felt uncomfortable. I still felt all the feels because I didn't know what she was going to say back. But at the same time, I knew it was true for me. It was authentic. It was honest. I was, you know, it lived up to my values, right? Like, I really value integrity and authenticity and honesty. Like, those are things that are so important to me. And at the same time, it was also loving and kind, because I want to be loving and kind, both to myself and to her, to the people I love and care about. Now, I often support my clients in saying no. This is something we coach on a lot, right? In saying no to things that take away from what they want, to take, you know, saying no to things that, you know, take them further away from their goals, but also saying no to things that they just don't have capacity for. And when I say capacity, I mean like the mental, emotional, and physical energy for these things, ability to, you know, do these things. And I help them by equipping them with systems and tools to be able to say no to the things that are not serving them. So when I experienced this kind of emotional discomfort, okay, like when I replied to this friend and I was, you know, working through how I was going to reply and what I was going to do, I often at times like this will think about my clients and I will think about how I would support someone else through this or how I have in the past. And in this instance, one of the things that I will often have clients do in a coaching session is get really clear on what is the outcome you want. What is the outcome you want here? And then we will make a few notes. We make a couple of bullet points on the things that you want to make sure you clearly communicate and convey to the other person. Because let's be honest, sometimes, like especially when we're doing this face to face, we can get, you know, we might experience fear and doubt and freak out and you know, kind of our brain gets hijacked and we forget all of the things that we wanted to say and the outcome that we're working towards achieving, especially when emotions get high, intelligence gets low. Okay, so that's why if we are clear on what is the outcome we want here, what is it I want to achieve, and then let's make a few notes on, you know, what is it I want to say, what do I want to communicate, what do I want to make sure I get across. Now, that's exactly what I did before I sent that voice message back to my friend. Okay, now, my friend was incredibly supportive and understanding. Okay, she's a beautiful human. But here's what I want you to know. Even if she had reacted negatively, even if she had, you know, taken it in a way in which I did not mean for her to take it or been really mad at me or really upset or ghosted me, it still would have been the right choice. So hear me when I say other people's reactions to our saying no does not mean it was the wrong choice. Okay, I'm going to say it again. How other people react when we say no, that does not mean it was the wrong choice. People are going to get mad at you. People will be disappointed when you say no. And if you listened to last week's episode of the People Pleasing podcast, you would have heard the story I shared where my dad, he reacted pretty badly when I told him I was moving to London, okay? So I was moving from New Zealand to the other side of the world, and he told me that he was disappointed. He even stopped talking to me for a while. And none of it meant that I had made the wrong choice or that I'd done something wrong by actually saying no to what he wanted and saying yes to the things that I wanted. Okay, people are allowed to react, and they will, right? They're allowed to be angry. They're allowed to be disappointed. They're allowed to be upset. All of their feelings are valid, just like all of your feelings are valid, okay? And they're allowed to make it mean whatever they want to make it mean when you say no. And that reaction, it doesn't mean anything about you as a person. Okay, saying no can be hard, I know that. You know that. We all know that. But when it comes from a place of authenticity, of honesty, integrity, when it comes from a place that aligns with your values, it is always the most loving thing that we can do, not only for ourselves, but also for that other person. And remember, when we say yes to something, we're also saying no to something else. And when we say yes to try and please someone else at the expense of what we want, that is not honest or authentic. It's actually kind of icky if you think about it. Because we're trying to make someone else think and feel a certain way about us, but it's not coming from a genuine place. Right? There is this Dita Von Teese quote that I'm obsessed with. And this is it. You can be the ripest, juiciest peach, and there's still going to be somebody who hates peaches. I have a friend, total tangent, here we go. Side quest, that's my favorite new term. But I have a friend who hates peaches. She says it's the fur on the peach that she hates. And she one time like gave me this huge bag of peaches that she'd got, I think, from her mum's tree. And I was ecstatic because peaches are like one of my favorite fruits. I love them. But for her, she's like, nah, the furry stuff, like she just gets all freaked out by it. Can't do it. But isn't that fascinating? Because there will always be somebody who doesn't love or like you, who doesn't love or like me. Always, right? We can't be all things to all people. Right? You can't make people be happy with you all the time. Oh, it's exhausting. Right? We can't make everyone like us. Some people are not going to like the fur. Air quotes, fur. Right? But we can make ourselves very exhausted when we're trying to make everyone like us, when we're trying to make everybody happy with us. That is exhausting. And that, as we know, is going to have a very negative impact on our ADHD symptoms and our capacity and our ability to function as a human, let alone achieving our goals and being happy. So I'm not saying that you should be an asshole. Let's just be very clear about that, okay? I know that as humans with ADHD, we want to be kind, we want to be loving, we want to be good humans. We are very empathetic. Okay, but when we say yes at the expense of ourselves, we suffer. And that negatively impacts our goals, our happiness, as well as our relationships with other people. Because we end up getting resentful or we get really tired and irritable and we lash out. So here are some of the questions that I will often ask myself when it comes to, do I want to say yes or do I really want to say no to this? I'll ask myself, why am I saying yes? Does saying yes to this actually support me and my goals? Does saying yes to this align with my values? Do I have the capacity to say yes to this? And by capacity, I mean the time, the energy, the mental, physical, emotional effort to be able to do this. And is this yes something I feel like I should do, or is it something I genuinely want to do? And when someone asks me if I want to do something and my brain, hello impulsivity, is like quite quick to say yes, especially if it sounds like something exciting, I will often say out loud what I want my brain to do. So I'll say something like, oh, I just need to press pause for a minute. And if you're one of my clients, you'll hear me do this all the time in the session. I'll be like, oh, we just need to press pause for a second. Like, we just need to press pause. Like, that's something I will say all the time. Let's just press pause, right? I will literally say that out loud, okay? So I might say, I just need a minute, or, oh, ADHD in real time. I'll think about this and I'm going to come back to you because my brain's being super impulsive and I just need to like work it all out. I literally will speak it out loud. Okay, I might say like, I'm going to look at my calendar and I'm going to come back to you. Or I need to check in with my partner and see what else we have on this weekend. So I'm going to come back to you. You are allowed to take time before you give them an answer. And I've had this before with this was a friend of mine, and she really pressed me on giving her an answer then and there. And my motto is always, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. And that's literally what I said to her. Hey, look, if we don't have the time for me to think about this, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So that's what I'm going to go with, okay? And she was like, okay. I think she actually really respected that and quite liked how I phrased it. But sometimes during my own coaching sessions or when I'm coaching clients, I will use these three questions. These are three very powerful questions. I'll ask the question of, why would I say yes to this? And I'll write these answers down because trust me, our brain ain't going to remember them all. Let's just be honest about that for a moment. Okay, the sticky notes are going to fall off the wall. So let's write it down. Even if you do this on your phone, why would I say yes to this? And then the next question is, why would I say no to this? Okay, so then you've got two sets of answers written down. And then the third question is simply, which reasons do I like better? There you go. That's it. That's how you make a decision. That's how you know what to go with. Okay? I want to end this by sharing with you some of my favorite thoughts about saying no. And again, if you didn't listen to last week's episode about people pleasing, where we talked about the relationship between our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, don't forget to do that. This is that little reminder, sticky note for your brain, okay? So here are some of my favorite thoughts when it comes to saying no. Saying no is authentic, and I really value authenticity. Saying no is the most loving thing I can do here. Saying no will help me to achieve my goals. And this last one, my saying no might help someone else to feel empowered and able to say no more in their life so that they can say yes to themselves. All right, my friends, that's it. Huge love to you. Take care. I'll speak to you soon. If you are loving what you're learning here on the podcast, but you still feel like your ADHD is holding you back, I can help. Using evidence-based coaching tools and my own experiences, I'll help you to manage your emotions and feel better, to increase your productivity, grow your self-confidence, and create the life that you were meant for. Visit zenajones.com/thrive. And schedule an ADHD support session to get started.